I hear a lot about like healing process, but the healing commitment is something different. If you do not heal the five-year-old inside you, the five-year-old is running your life and your business.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Invest Her podcast. This is Liz Faircloth.
And I am Andressa Ghidelli. Today, we have a quick mini-sode for you. We had the opportunity to talk to Terry Cole, the author of the book, Boundary Boss. And we also had the chance to dissect this book in our book club with our Strive members. And we learned a lot of lessons. Although we do not have the time to tell all the lessons that we have learned through those 10 minutes, we're gonna share our top lesson. And here's why this is so important for you in your business. It affects you. The lack of boundaries affects you. We were not just aware of it, and it affects your business. It affects your relationship. It is really impossible to live life without having boundaries after reading this book. So let's get started.
So Liz,
this is a book that when I don't know about you, but when I start reading Boundary Boss, it triggered different emotions. I had to stop and to really look back.
It's intense. Very intense.
It is, because it moves a lot and it put you in a position where you are going to start take responsibilities for the actions that you take and you don't, and the boundaries that you have established and you don't. And there are a lot of myths, right, regarding boundaries. Oh, boundaries is just so you have your own space and is
either too rigid.
Is your way or no way. Mm-hmm. And instead of that, I think one of the things that Terry does beautifully on this book is to really paint the picture of healthy boundaries. Having a lot of boundaries is not healthy, and having no boundaries is also not healthy. So what I'm hearing a lot inside our investor community is that, oh, I don't have the time for X, Y, and Z. I am not on my to-do list for self-care, right? How can I produce more? How can I manage my time better? Instead, we invite you to shift the conversation just for the next 10 minutes to talk about boundaries.
Yeah.
Because that is going to really affect your time management, your productivity, and how you ultimately live life. So Liz, what is your biggest lesson with the book?
Yeah, this book was so powerful for me too. And I remember hearing her first on Insight Timer. I'm like, I got to learn more about this woman.
That's how it started, right?
Yeah, yeah. Her voice was like, oh my God, I want to meditate all day with this woman. but you know, what was really powerful for me, very self-reflective for me, was I call it being a servaholic. And I say I'm a recovering servaholic. And this book, what I mean by that, my knee jerk is to say yes. And something that Terry says in the book is that no one deserves your immediate yes. And that's very, very uncomfortable for somebody who really likes to serve and support people and help people. Literally, that's probably my biggest value and mission in life, right? At my own detriment though, right, Andressa, right? In terms of it being too much where I'm not even clear on what I need. What's important to Liz. So this book was very powerful for me for those reasons. And then in terms of the immediate yes, what she basically says and what I took from it, you know, at least the lesson that I got, was that just because people ask you to do something, I mean, it seems obvious, right? It doesn't mean you have to say yes. But if you just literally get a lot of your value, or have gotten a lot of your value from saying yes and being helpful, you don't even think you have a choice. So right there, that was very powerful for me. And the other thing that was very powerful for me is that it's not just about saying yes. It's actually about giving answers to people. No one deserves your immediate answer necessarily. And what I mean by that is I had a conversation recently where, you ever have those conversations, Andressa? The conversation goes a little different than you are expecting. It gets a little uncomfortable, whatever uncomfortable means to you. And for me, if somebody starts to drill me and gets really direct with me, I could sometimes feel very uncomfortable. I get on my heels And that makes me even just want to say yes even faster and what, you know, answer these people's questions, whatever they're asking.
It's funny how you and I react to those situations, right?
Yeah.
We have different reactions to it, but I think that what we have in common is that we know something is off.
Correct. Right. And so what was interesting in hindsight for that situation and in moving forward in a succinct way here is that it taught me to A, be aware of those situations, to take a breath, and then a breath then leads to a mindful pause. And by pausing, you don't give that immediate yes or that immediate answer. And I what I love about that from a leadership perspective, because that's really what it comes down to, right? How are we leading our lives? Not just leading other people, but how are we leading our own lives? For me, it helps me be on the offense, because that's what we want. We want to be on the offense, not to, you know, I like to use sports analogies, but I don't want to be on the defense. Because at that end of that call, and just, I felt very depleted and I felt very reactive. And I don't want to feel that way when I'm in a call with someone, and especially, you know, trying to move the needle on a lot of different things. So the lesson here is no one needs your immediate yes or answer. And the way to kind of, if, you know, if you are that immediate yes person, the awareness, the breath, because the breath helps bring oxygen to our brain. It helps us kind of shift things around. And then the pause allows us not to actually, it gets us back into the offense. So it's something I'm practicing. This is a practice. This is not like tomorrow, but it's a practice that I am practicing. And that's what you can do with these lessons in this book, right, Andressa?
Absolutely. Now it's my turn to tell you how I react to those situations. Before I do that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. So in my case, I go into attack mode, quote unquote. I do the opposite. I start drilling that person. And I think that that's also not where I want to stand. I don't want to even engage to it, right? So now my immediate reaction is like, hold on a second, let's pause. And I always go back to, it sounds that we are not in alignment regarding the intention of this conversation. So I go back to alignment, right? Because if you are in a conversation on Zoom or in person with somebody, you got to start the conversation by aligning on what is the intention. So you're on the same page. And then if somebody starts drilling somewhere else, you say, let's go back over here. Instead of really justifying yourself and trying to make sure that you don't look whatever, right? Let's say you are talking to somebody about private money lending or something that you are new, right? And you are not sure about it. You do have the right to say, listen, love the question. Let me get back to you on that. I'd rather much more give that than start into a rampage. It's like, that doesn't feel off. It feels off. It doesn't feel in alignment. And I think it starts with the awareness that something is not right there. So for me, I want to talk about my biggest takeaway. And it's very personal, Liz. It's very personal. We have spoke briefly about therapy and healing here. And my take was when Terry said that if you do not heal the five-year-old inside you, the five-year-old will run the business, is running your life and your business. And what if I really like imagine that, right? My five-year-old.
I see my little bowl cut. I see my little, yeah, Liz, a bowl cut. I'm like, whoa, that's
curls.
Crazy. You had curls?
I had curls, okay. A little, like straight and little curls. So cute, right? Already a little bossy. But when I see that, I was like, wow, that little girl is running the show if I don't heal her. And the healing process, I hear a lot about like healing process, but the healing commitment is something different. Having the courage to really go there and heal and have uncomfortable conversations is part of the process that I don't know if a lot of people are buying into it. They're buying into the concept of, yeah, let's do the healing. But the work to get there, it's unbearable. And I'm saying this because Liz and I are doing different types of work. in ourselves. And one of mine, I have a trauma therapist, and we relieve certain situations. And a lot of people might be thinking, why do you need to reopen the door? The door has been open, if I go there or not, right? The door is open. The scar is there. And I'm no longer looking to put a Band-Aid on it. I want to deal with it. I want to process it. I want to talk to people. I want to heal the five-year-old. So that five-year-old does not teach my child that he needs to do the same, right? I don't want my five-year-old to run my business and to grow my business. I am in charge of it. And the more that we do this, I have found the past couple of months really like a awakening moment. And you let go of so much and so many things are no longer important. It's just like,
it makes you feel more conscious. You're consciously choosing to respond, not react. That's what it comes down to versus default.
Yeah. Right? And one thing that Terry says, right, on the book that I thought was really amazing. Let's say there is a person that triggers you. When we say trigger, for all of you that are listening, it's like it pushes your freaking button. You're like, your brain is kidnapped. You see red. That's how I describe trigger, right? Terry might describe in a very different way, but that's how I describe it. But what she was saying is that not necessarily you're going to be triggered by that specific person who caused the trauma or the hurt. You might have people unrelated that might remind you of somebody. So for all of you listening, if there is a situation where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm pissed off at the cashier at the supermarket, and I don't even know why that person irritated the hell out of me, whatever that might be, right? That person reminds you of somebody. So Terry asked this very important question. Okay, does that cashier remind you of, right? Because it's not even related, but there was a button trigger. So everywhere that I go that something is off, have nothing against that person. And I always now have that tool in my toolbox. And that's why we're talking here to you guys about. I have like, okay, who this person reminds me of? And what work do I need to do in order for me to heal that area inside me? So not there's no reaction over there, right? I might feel it and it might go away, but it will not take me out of my tracks. And that is what we want for all of you, that you are aligned with your vision and nothing is taking out of your track. So I invite you to do the work with us. If you have not read the book with Terry, read the book. We're going to put here the episode for her interview. And the best part of it, right?
What is it?
We couldn't get enough.
No, we couldn't.
We could not. So we invite Terry to come to InvestorCon, and she's preparing an amazing presentation for all of you. We briefed her on everything that you guys are facing, and I do believe that that session will be one of the most transformation sessions that you ever been part of.
You and I are going to be in the back taking notes, right, Andressa?
100%. I will take anything from her, because I do think that she already transformed a lot of areas in my life, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to hear a sentence, something that might click inside my brain that might really take me to, you know, where help me to where I want to be. And we want that for you too. So if you have not got your ticket to InvestorCon, you have the link below. You check out the entire agenda. Check out Terry's session with the description of it.
It's going to be transformational.
It will be. And we hope to see you there. I hope you take a lot of notes out of this podcast. It's all related to real estate, to investing, to growing a business. And above all, living life on your own terms. So you are in charge, my dear. All right. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share it with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.